So good morning again. Believing in things that seem impossible can be hard, can't it? There's a PowerPoint picture coming up in a minute of the story of Alice in Wonderland. I don't know if many of you know that, but the Red Queen, when Alice says, it's impossible to believe things that aren't true, the Red Queen says it takes practice. She likes to believe six impossible things before breakfast. I don't know if anyone else has ever tried that, but today's about believing something that seems impossible. I expect we're after most people's breakfast time this morning, but I wonder if you can believe this. One Easter morning, I saw the vicar with a blue bucket on his head singing zippity-doo-dah very loudly. Does that sound possible? Oh, you're very credible. It did happen. But I'm sure that when people went back and said that to some people, they'd have gone, really? A vicar did that? Well, it did happen. Some of you might be able to guess who the vicar was. I'm not going to embarrass him by saying. It sounds improbable, even if it's not impossible to believe. But it did happen. And the people who saw it would agree with me that it happened. The events of that first Easter morning must have seemed impossible to believe to those who'd been with Jesus. They'd seen him on a cross. They'd seen that he died. They'd seen the blood flowing from his hands and his feet. They'd seen the spear stuck in his side. They'd seen his dead body taken down and carried away. Or if they hadn't seen it, they'd heard it. And they knew that it had happened. He was dead. But actually, people do begin to believe the impossible has happened, don't they? The first person to believe and to tell others was Mary Magdalene. She goes to the disciples who are mourning and weeping and tells them that Jesus is alive and she has seen him. But guess what? They don't believe it. A woman's testimony wasn't considered valid at that time. But the women had been part of Jesus' close group of friends. There's no reason for them not to believe, except that it seems impossible. They might have wanted it to happen, but how can it have happened? Jesus has died. Of course, when one person tells a story, they might just be telling you the thing that they think is true. But when two people get together and they actually confirm one another's story, and next we hear that two together met Jesus. Jesus appears, it says, to two disciples out walking. If you know the events described in Luke's gospel, it was probably the two on the road to Emmaus. They return and report to the others, but here in Mark's version, it says again, they're not believed. Even though there's two of them saying, well, I saw him and so did I. I just think they must have been so frustrated, don't you? And Mary too, because they've seen him, they've talked to him. In Luke's account, it says they've broken bread with him. So then, in Mark's account that we had read today, Jesus appears to the 11 and he rebukes them. He tells them off. He says, what on earth? Why didn't you believe it? I've told you what was going to happen. And if you read back through the Gospels, time after time, Jesus says, I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to be killed, and I'll rise again on the third day. And they still don't believe it because they haven't understood. They thought resurrection was something for the end times. Yes, they'd seen Jesus sort of bring a couple of bodies back to life, but actually, resurrection, that wasn't something that happened to someone who died on a cross, and it particularly wasn't something that had happened to someone who could have saved himself and hasn't. And they didn't expect to see Jesus alive. And Jesus rebukes them for their lack of faith and their refusal to believe what they've been told by those eyewitnesses, by Mary and the two who've seen him. Believing in something impossible takes faith, doesn't it? Faith and trust in those who assure us that something's happened. It's quite interesting listening to the radio as I was coming back to Boston yesterday, and they were talking about some of the news stories that had been on the news on Monday. Well, Monday, if you remember, was April the 1st. Some of the news stories were true. Some of the news stories were April Fool's jokes. And they were sort of asking people, guess which was true and which wasn't. And they said, this story was on, do you think it was true or do you think it wasn't? And the amazing thing really was that some of the ones that sounded most believable were, of course, false and were fake news and jokes for April Fool's Day. And some of the ones that sounded most unbelievable were actually true. Fake news and conspiracy theories work because we're sometimes too trusting, too quick to believe in what we hear. But we can also be stubborn when it comes to something we want to believe, or some stubborn in refusing to believe something we don't want to hear. Or perhaps we're fearful of hearing something because it seems so marvelous or too good to be true. And I think maybe that's what was going on with those disciples. It just seemed too good to be true that Jesus could be alive. I wonder if we would have believed Mary or those two disciples. I think I'd have wanted to, but I'd been so wary of being disappointed that I would have gone, I'm not really sure, and my doubts would have crept in, and I just wouldn't have known. So actually, it's easy to condemn them and say, well, why on earth didn't they listen to the people who saw Jesus? But you can see why they didn't. They probably thought Mary was being a bit emotional and dramatic, and she was given to going off on one. And of course, the others had just been deceived by some clever person. Because we can always rationalize. But actually, faith is something that goes beyond rationalization. When we have faith in something that seems impossible, but we know is true, then we're trusting beyond explanations. And when we share the good news that Jesus rose after his death with others, we're asking them to believe something that does seem impossible. But there is so much evidence. I know Ian went over some of it last week. The tomb was empty. No other explanation fits those facts. And the witnesses are there, not just Mary and those disciples, but the others the risen Christ appeared to over a period of 40 days. Paul, writing in 1 Corinthians 15, says he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at once. And you might say that one person could be deluded and two people could both make a mistake and even a handful of people. But actually more than 500 people seeing and meeting Jesus all at the same time. And the evidence that he's alive today is shown by the many millions of Christian believers over the years. It may seem impossible, but it happened. And we can choose whether we believe it today. I'm going to stop there and hand back to Eden and come back for a second part in a bit.
Great. So we're thinking about the theme of what we think are impossible things, but they're actually possible. They actually happened or do happen. So I've got a quiz for us, as any all-age service should have. And part of the response...
There's nothing wrong about keeping bits of our faith private, about keeping our time with God private. Jesus said, go into a quiet room. But Jesus also said, go and tell other people. And actually... news that's exciting, that's life-changing, that helps to make sense of the confusion and the mess of our world, that's really important, and important that we share it. And if we believe that Jesus is alive, if we have invited him into our lives, why would we not want to do as he tells his disciples to do, to go into all the world and tell others? And as you think, oh, all the world, well, that's out there somewhere. Well, actually, all the world is right here. It's in our homes, our schools, our colleges, our streets, our shops, our workplaces, our gyms, our holiday places. Wherever we are, wherever we go, that's our world where we can tell others that Jesus is alive. So Jesus wants a relationship with each one of us. Jesus wants us to tell others about what he's done. And finally, in the passage that we've had today, Jesus says baptism is important. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Jesus links belief and baptism together. Why? Well, I think it's because baptism is a visible sign of believing, a sign of the new life that someone who asks Jesus into their life enters into, a sign of being washed clean from the things we've done wrong and starting afresh. And it's a very public way of declaring what we believe. that we believe that Jesus is important, that he rose again, that he matters, that we want him in our lives. Last week, we had a couple of people baptized. Next week, we've actually got three people being baptized and someone else making a reaffirmation of their baptism vows. Because they want to say that they've invited Jesus into their lives, that Jesus makes a difference. They want to make that public step of saying, yes, I'm a Jesus follower. They're doing what Jesus said. They're believing and being baptized. I can't see any reason why someone who believes in Jesus wouldn't take that public step. In the Church of England, we also have confirmation where you confirm those baptism vows for yourself. There's lots of different ways of doing that. But it's the public declaration, the believing and telling in a very public way. So if that's not something that you've done, it might be something you should really think about. Because Jesus showed his disciples he was alive. He told them to go and tell others. And he told them to be baptized and to baptize other people into his name. So if we believe what seems to be impossible but is true, what are we going to do about it? Who are we going to tell? And how are we going to tell them? How are we going to show that believing in Jesus, believing that he's alive today, is important and makes a difference and is good news worth sharing? Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that the impossible happened, that you rose from the dead and you are alive today. Lord, help us to believe. We know we all have wobblies. We know we all have doubts sometimes. But help us to hold fast to the fact that you are alive and that you love us and accept us. And help us to share that good news with others. Help us to go into our world, into the people and places around us, and to be brave enough to tell them about you. And Lord, help us to hold fast to the promises that some of us have made in our baptisms. And if we haven't already declared our faith publicly, to be stirred to do that soon. In your name, amen.